Radio Prague News.
The Social Democrats are to lead a coalition in the Pilsen region, while Anno will head the Olomouc region. The president says the formation of regional coalitions to keep the winners Anno out is a betrayal of voters. And the Czech Republic are aiming to close the points gap in a World Cup qualifier against Azerbaijan on Tuesday night. A coalition of the Social Democrats, the Civic Democrats and two smaller groupings is set to govern the Pilsen region after agreeing a deal on Tuesday. The governor will be Josef Bernard of the Social Democrats. Anno came first in regional elections in Pilsen at the weekend, but were unable to form a coalition. The same scenario had already been seen in the Hradec-Králové and Pardubice regions. However, in the Olomouc region, Anno has been able to form a coalition, also comprising the Social Democrats and the Civic Democrats. Anno chief Andrei Babiš has said his party expects to head coalitions in four of the country's regions, despite coming first in 9 out of 10. And President Miloš Zeman says the formation of regional coalitions to keep the winners Anno out could be interpreted as a betrayal of voters. Communicating through his spokesperson on Tuesday, Mr. Zeman said such moves were unsporting and had given rise to bizarre alliances. The president reiterated his view that the relatively poor showing of the Social Democrats was the fault of the party's leadership at national level. The granddaughter of journalist Ferdinand Perotka has filed an appeal with the Supreme Court over comments made by President Miloš Zeman about him, Czech television reported on Tuesday. Terezia Kaslova wants the court to order the office of the president to apologise for attributing to Perotka the statement, "If we can't sing with angels, we must howl with wolves." Historians say the reference to the Nazis was made by a different journalist. The office of the president was previously ordered to apologise after Mr. Zeman accused Perotka of penning an article entitled "Hitler is a Gentleman," but appealed the ruling. The Prague Municipal Court has refused to hold a retrial of influential Prague businessman Roman Janošek, who's serving a 4.5-year term for hit and run. The judge said Mr. Janošek's lawyers had not produced any fresh evidence that could impact his sentence. The entrepreneur is currently on release from prison due to health difficulties. Mr. Janošek was found guilty of a hit and run incident in 2012. Wiretaps in the Czech media gave the impression that he had held considerable influence over politicians in the capital. The Czech national soccer team are preparing for a World Cup qualifier against Azerbaijan in Ostrava on Tuesday night. The Czechs have only 1 point from their first two games in their campaign to reach Russia in 2 years' time. And coach Karel Jarolím says he believes his players won't allow the gap between them and group leaders Germany and Azerbaijan, both of whom are on 6 points, to widen. The weather, it should be cloudy and wet in the Czech Republic on Wednesday, with temperatures of up to 8 degrees Celsius expected. Forecasters say it'll gradually get warmer during the week, with daytime highs of around 13 degrees Celsius due at the weekend. My name is Ian Willoughby, and that's the end of the news.